According to this year's statistics, it appears that the average American will spend $861 on Christmas gifts this year. $861, wow. That's still a lot of money for some of us. So for Christmas, there's a cost, and it's still apparently fairly high. And certainly when we look at spending money for Christmas, there's all the whole Christian ethics and the ramifications of materialistic spending. But that's not what I want to talk to you about today. I want you to think back on your life this morning. What's the greatest gift that you have ever received? The greatest gift you've ever received. Now maybe there was great financial cost involved. Maybe there wasn't. Because a gift doesn't have to be expensive to be important. To have true value, to have importance, these things usually aren't measured in terms of currency. In fact, the gifts that we remember, the gifts that we hold most dear in our lives, are the ones that generally they came with a story, didn't they? They came with great passion, they came with great heart, and they were received in the same. You see, when a gift is personal, when a gift brings great joy to your life, it is then bound, therefore, to have great value to you personally. As disciples of Jesus Christ this morning, we are very cognizant of the fact that all of this that we do, all this that we are gathered together even to today to celebrate, is not primarily about Santa and about new toys, but it's about Jesus and about his coming. Yet for that Christmas also there was a cost, and it was and is a cost that is so often, even now, beyond our understanding and outside of our grasp. I wonder how many of us this morning fail to grasp, even now, the extent and the magnitude of that gift. In John chapter 4, verse 10, Jesus said to the woman at the well, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." When I was a kid, there was this one Christmas that is particularly memorable to me. My brother, my big brother, got a Christmas gift from his employer. And it was a little present, and he opened up the end of it, and he shook out what was a nice little pocket knife inside there. But what he failed to know that was around that knife was, and we can't remember exactly, but it was either a $50 or a $100 bill wrapped around the knife. But the point is, he unwittingly burned that bill with his wrapping paper. That's why we all remember it, even now. I mean, it was a nice little pocket knife, but he failed to get the whole picture, didn't he? He didn't understand the magnitude of the gift. I think this morning, all the way back to the garden, and I think about how God created what was his masterpiece, the earth and everything in it, and he did it all in 6 days. I mean, he could have done it faster, I'm sure, but I think he took his time. But the point in all of that was that what he created was perfect. Perfect. I wonder if we're aware of that. It was his symphony. It was his Mona Lisa. It was his Sistine Chapel. It was a gift from him to us, personally and intimately for us. Now, We see this morning, even now, the beauty and the craftsmanship of the natural world around us, if you're a fan of nature as I am. And that's the fallen nature. And even so, there are times you just stand back and, oh, that's awesome. And there are still things that we look out at that takes our breath away. A couple of weeks ago, when a bunch of us were coming back from the whole Krav Maga thing over in Stillwater, there was an epic harvest moon. Like, take your breath away, harvest moon. Those are the times it's like, man, God, that's a great show. And even in all of that, this is the fallen version. Apparently, both then as well as now, we didn't get it. We didn't understand the magnitude of the gift. So, we thus inexplicably threw away the magnitude of the gift with the wrapping paper. It seems that since then, a lot of Christmases have come and went, and God kept giving all these awesome presents. And again, history has bore out that we just never saw the impact. We never got it. Noah, he won the lottery and his whole family was rescued and everyone else died. One family. But soon after, if you know the story, he fell to getting drunk and getting stupid. You see, Noah, he appreciated the pocket knife, but he unwittingly burned the cash. Moses and the gang, they were given freedom from decades of slavery. And as soon as they were given that freedom, they were promptly started complaining and whining in the desert because the gift wasn't big enough. So they were like spoiled children there around the Christmas tree on Christmas morning saying, what, is this all we get? King David, he was apparently the winner of Extreme Makeover Home Edition. He had it going on. I mean, he went from shepherd boy to a king over God's chosen people. But he wanted some other guy's present, and so he killed him and took his special present, which was his wife. He didn't understand the gift either. So page after page, as we go through Scripture, records story after story of spoiled children and unappreciated, perhaps, admittedly, somewhat unwittingly, receiving of divine gifts. And finally, when you reach the last pages of the Old Testament closes and the Grinch steals Christmas for 400 years. 400 years of no fa-la-la, no ho-ho-ho, quiet. But then suddenly as we open up the Gospels, out of the silence of over four centuries, there comes blasting forth peace on earth, goodwill towards men. And I mean, this was a show. If we could have only been there and wrap our minds around it, there were awesome lights in the sky and angelic carolers and a live nativity. That was nice. But most of all, there came the greatest gift that was ever given to man. The gift of a very self-embodied God in the form of the flesh of humanity. Savior of the world, Jesus Christ. That's a present. Now, right from the beginning, it seems that mankind was thankful. We were thankful. We liked our new gift. But as usual, most of humanity just appreciated the pocket knife, and we promptly burned the real gift with the wrapping paper. Because we just didn't get it. And many of us this morning still fail to understand the magnitude, the awesomeness of the gift. In fact, we've taken this gift that God has given us and we put it away in a closet like a white elephant present. Maybe you got one sitting in your closet at home. And that present sits there this morning still. The news in my life these days is that my new / used car talks to me. I don't know if you got one of those kind of cars. I kind of went from, you know, old school roll down the window like this, you know. Kids don't even know how to run them things these days. To a car that is talking to me. I mean, it tells me when my tire is low of air and which tire it is. It tells me when my headlight's out. It tells me the temperature outside. It tells me my average miles per gallon. In fact, ever since I got that crazy car, I keep finding out things that it does. Sort of like my first year of marriage. Can you relate to that? You just, whoa. I keep expecting secret doors, you know, to pop open and maybe I'd find James Bond, you know, missile launchers, you know, or an ejection seat or something, you know, because I'm just flipping out on this car. But, you know, I think about that, and then I think about my gift that I've been given by Jesus Christ. And I don't know if you can relate this morning, but in all of my years, and I'm getting up there, in my years of walking with Christ, I keep finding new switches and new lights and new bells. In fact, the longer I have this present, the more things that this gift can do and the more things that it means to me. I mean, I think I, from the very beginning of my salvation, I think I understood that there was this forgiveness of sin thing. I think I understood that ultimately I could cash this in for eternity in heaven. Sweet, that's sweet. But that's not exactly practical for my life today. I mean, it's like getting flip-flops for Christmas, you know? I mean, that's nice, but you can't wear them for a few months, right? All of this is essentially burning the real gift because I'm failing to adequately unwrap the present. You see, like Adam and Noah and Moses and David and all the rest of the gift receivers, what you and I are really given this morning is life. Not just breath of life, Christian, but abundant life. Because in this present that God has given us is the Swiss Army knife of life. I mean, you got peace of soul, you have joy of living, power over fear, clarity of vision, a wholeness of purpose. There's a smile in the morning because you own it, and then there's that rest that's at night when you go to bed because it owns you. It's one of those things that's so cool that you want to hold it in your hands and you want to put it up to the light to see it shine. And then you start flipping the switches, you find that it makes a marriage. It's the GPS of parenting. It's the supreme hiking, you know, and camping guidebook. And for some crazy reason, some people, you know, it makes some people like us when we look just like we did before we knew him. Maybe now the women find you handsome. Maybe your parents think that you've been taken over by body snatchers. This gift has come with all sorts of attachments. Friends that are closer than family. Trust when everything seems crazy. A map of life. A phone number you can call to get a tech that you can talk to a live voice 24 hours a day. It is that supreme proverbial gift that keeps on giving. Now today, most of us, or those of us that have opened up that present, we are even yet receiving all that it means. Even this morning, we are absorbing all the ramifications of the gift of Jesus Christ. Because, Christian, again, it is more than just the gift of salvation. It is the gift of life. Unless we understand that gift this morning, we will not grasp the cost. And it may have been free to us, Christian, but it cost God so very, very much. And today, some of us have dutifully thanked the giver, and then we took the present and we put it away in the closet, unaware of the magnitude of what this gift really is and what it really does. In fact, some of us, and maybe you're sitting here in the audience today, some of us have not even ever really opened the gift because we failed to understand its value. We didn't really pay attention much because we didn't recognize the name of the giver on the card. But this gift comes with a story. It comes with passion. It comes with heart. This morning, outside the doors of this building, it seems that the world is in chaos. Little groups and even individuals are arming up and killing anyone who disagrees with them. It's a crazy world where just yesterday, I believe, a man walked up to a police car and shot two policemen dead simply because they were policemen. Governments and people groups, they seem so frail, they seem so vulnerable, and the world is a very tumultuous place today. Even the political realm seems like an exercise in madness most of the time. The media daily brings us scenes of violence and scenes of pain. And quite honestly, there are times that I take a step back and say, where is our peace on earth? Where is our goodwill towards men? I wish I could tell you that it was different within the greater church, but it's not. Even within the greater church this morning, there is overt attacks on brothers and sisters, and we slander and we lie and we get out on, you know, take these cheap shots on social media. All of these involved in that would say that we have received the present that was delivered to us. But I fear this morning we do not grasp the magnitude of the gift. So for hundreds of years, God kept giving really good presents. And we took them all as if we thought somehow we deserved them. And I mentioned recently that the term is called common grace. In other words, even if you're not a born-again Christian today, you have been the recipient of God's presence and his gifts. We have spouses. We have healthy children. We have jobs and food on the table. Car that starts most of the time. And we take those gifts as if we somehow deserve them. We're like little children on Christmas morning, not understanding the love and the passion and the story that went behind the gift giving. Those of us that stand in that realm tonight, we have played with our toys and we often broke them before the day was out. But despite such misdeeds, God still gave us the greatest gift ever. He gave himself. Even to those of us who daily step on that gift. And we fail to understand this morning that that gift is not just to save us from our sin. And I'm not here to minimize that at all, because without that, the rest doesn't matter. But it's not just to save us from our sin, not to just buy us into heaven, because wrapped around this God present gang is life. Jesus said in John 10:10, I have come that they may have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Colossians 3:3 tells us your real life is hidden with Christ in God. And 1 John 5:12 says he who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. Life. Something we so readily take for granted as part of the package deal. God gave of himself. And he did so in the form of his Son, his only Son. And as I said already, the cost to him was so high, priceless. For those of you with children, I can only imagine that such an offering would be unthinkable. Especially for those who would so readily waste the gift, toss the gift aside, and fail to understand the magnitude. Most of us would say never, not for any reason, but certainly not for that. Certainly not for that person. But God gave. Deity willingly and purposely coming down into all this chaos. Coming out of perfection. Coming into this place. All the mess of the things that we have made of things here. And he took upon himself the form of fallen man, and he joined us in all of this fray. To bring us to redemption, to bring us eternal life, yes. But also to bring us real and abundant life here and now. Even in the midst of all this craziness. We who are his today, we're alive. And we have been given, we recently read, all things that pertain to life. So I ask you today, believer, what should be our response to this gift? Should not our response be to really then live out this new gift, this new life? To live this life in all of God's reflection, in all of God's blessing, in all of God's joy? To take on the daring, to take the keys and go for a spin. This morning, Christian, we have been given Superman's cape. And I believe that God would only ask one thing in return. And that's that we put on that cape and step out in our role as Christians. That we stop being flippant and hard and realize the magnitude of what God has given us. See, Christian, eternal life doesn't begin when you breathe your last. Eternal life began when you breathed your first breath as a child of God. Some of you know what I'm talking about. Some of you have completely unwrapped the present and you still stand in awe today. And maybe again you can think back to that first present, that best present. And maybe this is the present. Maybe you've had a present where you're going, I can't believe you. What? That's too much. Why would you do that? That's crazy. Is that our heart towards God today? Or in our common grace, are you here today taking it all for granted? The next breath. The one after that. And maybe you're taking it for granted that you will go home today and spend the day with your family. Because somehow you think you deserve it. And maybe you think that your spouse will be there always. Because that's the way the world works, right? You wake up the next day and they're still there. And that you'll always have a job and that we will always have peace on the streets of Wisconsin. Wars and rumors of wars, the Bible speaks, that's out there. That's over there in Africa. That's over there in the Middle East. Maybe we think we'll always be okay here. But see, some of you were given one of those fantastic special gifts. And you are fully cognizant this morning of what God has given you. The gift that keeps on giving. The gift that you're even this morning discovering each and every day stuff that it does and all the attachments, and it's just crazy. It's like, this is the coolest thing ever. Eternal life for us has already begun. Eternal life for us is life now. So I would look at that, and all I can say is Merry Christmas to all of you who are children of God. Because for us, we know the magnitude of the gift. Let's all stand.